Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Why do we have two different microphones?
Okay. What would the difference, yeah, what would the difference be? Okay, I can't see my own screen. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, the agenda for the, oh. All right. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint for this?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right.
Sure. Thank you. Here we are.
This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah.
A mango.
Yeah. And we have the company logo here. And this will be the infrared here. And this will be the PowerPoint, the on off
button. Oh, okay.
So what's the PowerPoint? It's in the middle of the we just have a sample design. We wanted it all to be
palm
accessible
held.
From your thumb. Yeah, palm mm-hmm. held, and
yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
You mostly have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no, we go. Sorry, I was in charge of the
number. No problem.
And this is just that we've got like 11 or 12. So 1 plus 1.
So 1 plus 1.
You can go 1, 3 or something.
Oh, you press a plus button?
And you go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you, on your average, remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, or let's say you wanted channel 12, and you press 1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Not,
so if you did like 1 plus 2, you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus
but
2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you wanted to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you got to press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, like, 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
You press the plus first. I would have thought you pressed
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first.
Yeah.
Thing, like on the way to channel 6.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, like, as long as we realize that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can
yeah.
have it It's like a 5 second input time,
If
so
you
as long as you hit them, dot dot.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between the two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is
and volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
C and V.
Like that without thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle of
the bigger
hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all accessible with like taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that's kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics
yeah.
are all
concerned. Ergonomic, definitely ergonomic.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of
okay.
injury. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And feel a bit, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber.
Yeah.
The spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got a, you know, a bit of give to it.
Yeah, a bit of a stress ball feel.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. My goodness. There you go. Genevieve? Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the fire. I
did.
Okay. Oh God.
Okay. As the colours are represented with a limited range of colours for this prototype, but we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour. Combination just could be named after different fruit. Black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more subtle cream instead of the
other
one, a little bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing.
Kind of Christmas, you know.
Yeah, seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know.
Yeah.
The pomegranate's kind of more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
But
not
that's
enough.
All decor.
Okay. Yeah, the thought of the components is definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands, one hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your phone.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to...
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right.
Evaluation
criteria is next to mine. Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press function 8 again.
How soon I do that?
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and I think for this one, I could do this before I use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1, do we have a fancy look and feel?
Feel, I think, has been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah,
you
said it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
Oh, definitely different, yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of...
we were only given red and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Oh, okay.
And we definitely go for black because most remote controls are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
If you can imagine that in, like, as just maybe a kind of pale, metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I know it's the rubber. You can visualize this in nice colors. I think it would be
better.
Yeah.
I like the potato look.
It's mango.
It's
mango.
Fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah, I would say 2 personally.
I'd say 2
for the
fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true. So.
I had 2.
2.
Three.
Okay. That's very confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah,
and they'll use the rubber.
Use of the rubber,
the
use of the
RSI.
Yeah.
LED. The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if you're thinking about the rest of the market.
Yeah.
It's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we don't want it to be more innovative than this because then
we want it simple.
Purpose. So, I mean, we'll put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it any more than that. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think 1.
One.
Can't really get confused with that. No, I mean, at least we have to work out the number.
The plus number thing.
Yeah, but once that's figured out, Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom. Kind of.
Management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Not touch it. It's times 3 I killed. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob in your hand.
But you know what I just thought of that night? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off?
Maybe if the bottom is just sort of flat,
the
and then the rest is like round.
That's true.
It would still be comfortable, I think. We could handle it, I think.
It could be on the bottom, so you wouldn't, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, I'd fall over all the time, though. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Okay, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other.
Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe a two.
I mean, I
think it's definitely goes that rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with
those.
Okay, so should we say two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number five. Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, but to say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend €25. We have to market it.
Yeah.
Market
it a lot.
And
the
kinetic energy.
Durable!
Take it in. There's a big video.
No, I don't know much about the remote control industry, how much your average sales for.
But you're a marketing expert.
Batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save you.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options.
Yeah, I would give it a two still.
Yeah.
Okay, number six, and
does this website match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly good.
Yeah,
I think it does.
Oh, yeah.
Just because,
well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just, you won't have to think about it, you don't have to look down to find them. But clearly they're easy to use.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff, but they're not you and I, really. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still?
When you press the alarm system, the lights.
Yeah, lights on the end will flash as well. But I mean,
I don't
know, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see.
I thought the light from the inside was going to light up.
The light, it will.
Or was it going to make a noise?
If you
push the button, makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, the thing is, if it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would
light up. I thought it was going to make a noise.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually find it difficult.
Totally.
It has to be,
Once that's written down on the page, that
would
be really simple. Yeah, I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it
so much easier. Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, so it's just like channel six, six, enter. Yeah, but you'll have to press 0.
You just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
And then like 12, enter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say yes, it's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 9. Minimize the effects of RSI, which is repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for RSI.
Yeah.
So Maybe it is,
the
but.
option would get hard.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, you hold your left hand and your index finger, but there's not really any other options as a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with the control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I'd
say two.
Yeah, I think two.
Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have everything yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color is something that we.
Well, yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll just talk to our executive managers and
mm-hmm.
see if we can get away with just the outline.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think this is the fact that we've been least successful in confronting time.
Yeah.
If that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of that. Yeah. That is
the
nice
in the middle. So, you think that's more of a three then?
Four? Well, I think one. Well, I don't.
But we have 30 reasons for it, so maybe we can stop for the four?
Okay.
And final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that briefing, maybe.
But maybe. More like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the colors.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out sort of thing?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two profession?
I would say two.
So our average goes 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's
close
pretty.
To 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good because the highest could have gone to 1.
All right.
That seemed right.
Yeah,
because we think about it.
I think it should be more around 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
have an online calculator?
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh! Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Go
oh,
ahead
and
pause. All right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And now it's not. Okay, so in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to
are you
still
that?
Looking. It's an Excel file. Oh. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Or what is going on? Great. It's blinking at me. It's locked for editing. Read only. I'm gonna open up a second one then. It's locked for editing. I have the original in my my email account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So if you can look up at the screen, the large screen, I guess looking at your own too and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense of €3.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's double curved, so it's curved all around. It's another three. We're already at five. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. We're at eight. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color where we'll have two colors, right? Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons, so we can. We have push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And a special material. Which puts us just barely under budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yep! Good work, guys. So our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So we've okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, I don't know, a different extension of
the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The project.
Yeah, because we're talking about leadership
how
teamwork.
We actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right. So, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Pushed for creativity.
We weren't really given all the materials. Yeah. To go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay, so it'd be like need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited our resources.
We can end it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did, you know,
creativity.
Right.
Just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. As soon as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So
yeah.
Okay.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops, personal coke. Teamwork. I think we worked great as a team.
Yeah.
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 Teamwork. I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, how are our means? We needed more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red
and
black. So
yeah,
if you wanted to make a figure,
figure.
You wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
Whatever. Everything else was satisfactory, is that?
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it could be very straightforward for the computer.
Yeah, and
the only thing was having to remember to, you know, tick the okay. So
yeah.
I think I was the only one who did that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved that presentation.
Yeah.
The parts don't be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
And I think we've all learned stuff on each other. Like, about each of them. That's a got new ideas for each other.
I'm not sure. New ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface, and,
able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different ones,
Yeah. Oh, does it have smart materials, buddy?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah. did it come
back?
I don't know if we counted that in this.
Okay. Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, it's ready.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.